So we are the Oaxacais, the Oaxacais to Oaxaca. Say that 10 times fast. We live way far away up in North Barron. And so it was a long drive to get here today, but actually such a blessing because we have been on the road so much. Every weekend, we have been booked solid, and it's been between 4 and 5 hour trips to 10 or 12 hour trips every weekend. So it was like, wow, this is what it feels like to spend a Saturday in the home. My goodness, I didn't know what that felt like anymore. So, yep, I'm a Barron girl, and it was kind of fun to connect with people and have connections. And so thank you, Pastor. Thank you for inviting us to come here today. Thank you. And I know it's deer hunting, so if you sacrificed your deer to come to church this morning, thank you for being here too. So anyway, I went to Peru 10 years ago. We'll talk about Mexico in a little bit, but I went to Peru 10 years ago as a single missionary, Jennifer Oftedal. And God blessed me 5 years ago this January with an amazing husband, Aldo Oaxacai. He was a Peruvian pastor, Assemblies of God pastor. And I went to Peru not looking for a husband, but God blessed me. And so I went from Oftedal to Oaxacai. And I used to say that I love the name Oftedal, and I don't know if I'd want to change it. But then Oaxacai is just, wow, so much more fun to say. It just rolls off the tongue. When I was in Lima, I was living in Lima, the capital of Peru, which is 10 million people. Now, picture Barron girl, 10 million people. I'm not a city girl by any means. And so I was living there. So there's 30 million in the whole country of Peru, and 10 million, the third of the population, live in one city. I did not have a car, but I did have the privilege, if I could use that word, to drive some of my friends' cars. And let me just, it's crazy. I'm sure they drive this way in Wilson, but I'm not, I don't know. But if there's 3 lanes of traffic, it's okay to have 4, 5, or even 6 if you can fit one more in. And if you're way over in that 6th lane and you want to make a left-hand turn, that's okay. You can turn in front of all those other cars. But like I said, I didn't have a car, so I walked most of the time. And let's just say, if you're ever in Lima, Peru, pedestrians do not have the right of way, okay? You take your life in your hands when you go walking. But I am here to testify, to God be the glory, He has protected me. But as I said, 5 years ago, God gave me my wonderful husband, and I moved from that crazy Lima to a tiny little town called Monticillon in northern Peru. Monticillon is like a town probably half the size of Barron. There you can hear the roosters crowing and the cows and the sheep and the goats walking by, kicking up dust. Monticillon is called the city of eternal heat. It's a hot place. It's a very rustic place. A lot of the population do not have running water, do not have electricity in their homes. And so I loved it. I mean, it was a change because, I mean, Barron has electricity and usually they have indoor plumbing, but it was a change for me to go from the city to the small town. Now, Aldo, I want to start a little bit with his story. So Aldo was pastoring in a place called Chiclayo, Peru. And in 2016, a pastor in Catacaus, Peru. Now, there's going to be a quiz at the end, so be noting these names, okay? Catacaus was about 3 hours from Chiclayo, and this pastor asked Aldo to come and be his associate pastor, so Aldo moved up there. And after he had been in this larger church in Catacaus for a few months, the pastor said, you know what, Aldo, we have some property in Monticillon. It's about 15 minutes away by we call them moto taxis. It's a three-wheeled motorcycle with a little roof over the top of it. And it's about 15 minutes, but nobody wants to work in this place. And Aldo said, well, show it to me. So, I've got the thing. That's pretty nice. I was going to say first picture, but that's nice. I like this. So this is what Aldo saw. He saw 4 acres of trash. You see, all of Monticillon was dropping their trash in this place. Now, as I had said earlier, Monticillon is rustic. Many people do not have indoor plumbing. So this was the public bathroom for the town. So there's Aldo standing there looking at mountains of trash and filth. but he heard children playing in the streets. He said, there's a need here. He said, Pastor, I'll move here. In the back of that picture, there's a little tiny brick building. You can hardly see it, but there's no running water, no electricity, but he moved in there. First, he cleaned the filth out, but then he moved in there. And he began having Sunday school and breakfast for children. The first Sunday they had 10, and then they had 15, and then they had 20. And when we left, we had 150 kids in Sunday school. To God be the glory. When we would have VBS during the summertime, we would have 300 kids coming to our VBS. Does this church do BGMC? Yes, praise the Lord for BGMC. A few years ago, we were getting ready to have our regular, like our VBS, and we met together. And even in a third world rustic community, VBS costs money. There's snacks you got to provide. 300 kids, I mean, copies and pencils and everything. And we did not have any money. So the leaders of our church, we met together, and we all went home to pray because we didn't know where we were going to come up with the money for our VBS. We went home to pray, and that day I received an email from my area director saying, Jennifer, we have BGMC funds available for you. So praise the Lord for boys and girls who have been giving pennies, nickels, dimes, and dollars for missions because there was a great VBS. And not only did we have a great VBS, but we had money left over to buy supplies that the church needed. So praise the Lord. Thank you for investing in missions. Thank you for training your children to invest in missions. Missions is the heart of God. So, as I said, we had about 150. This is, you can see it's still a work in progress, but we have a school of 3 years old through sixth grade. The above picture is our church building. And as I had already said, it's the city of eternal heat. So that's why it's got to have a little bit more open than we do in Wilson, right? You know, no snow there. We have a school. We have about 40 that come to our young adult group. We have about 50 that come on a regular Sunday service, ministry for women and for dads. And God has established his church in Monte Sion. To God be the glory. So when we left to come back to the States, about 2.5 years ago, actually now, we were planning to go back to Peru. We were not planning to come back to this place because a missionary's job is to love and leave, and boy, do we dearly love this place, and they love us, but we knew that God had established his work, and now it was time for us to go someplace else. So we were thinking we were going to go to the jungle of Peru. We love the jungle, and then through the course of that first year of itinerating and visiting churches, it was like God was saying, it's not Peru, and then we were like, okay, God, where is it then? Because sometimes God puts us in seasons of, I don't know, I just trust, right? So we went through that season, and then God opened up the door for us to go to Mexico. So then we switched about a year and a half ago. We switched from Peru to Mexico. We've been itinerating. It tripled our budget, too, at the same time. So we appreciate your prayers as we are now, the 1st of January, we are planning to go to the field. We do lack 22% of our monthly support, so please keep that in your prayers. But for God, we know nothing is able. Again, we trust, we walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes we, the task ahead of us is so immense, right? There are so many people in this world that don't know Jesus, and it's like an urgency, right? We have to go to the field. We have to reach our neighbors. There's so much to do, but sometimes we, as missionaries, as pastors, as Christians, we feel inadequate for the task ahead of us. No matter where you are in your life, sometimes we all go through times where we feel inadequate. So I want to share with you the story of what can happen when one person says yes to the call. About 100 years ago, there was a man in a Nazarene church in Kansas. He was praying, and God gave him a vision of a tribe in their native clothing, and God said, reach that tribe. Well, he didn't know where it was. He didn't have Google 100 years ago. So he had to research, and he found out that that tribe was in northern Peru. So he said yes. He took his wife and two small kids on a boat. 100 years ago, this was not easy. They went on a boat from California to Chiclayo, Peru. Then they had to cross the rugged Andes Mountains. They made it into the dense rainforest jungle of the Amazon, and they found the tribe, the Ahuajun. He found the tribe, the Awahoon. But they were not a smiling, happy, friendly group of people like my handsome husband is today. Oh, no. They were a horrible, mean, awful group of people. They were one of five tribes in South America that were head shrinkers. A couple months ago, we were at a church, and the pastor said, I didn't know that was real. I thought that was an urban legend. No, they were horrible people. We've heard of the Inca. The Inca conquered most of Peru. They built Machu Picchu, but they never conquered the Awahoon. The Spanish came and the Spanish conquered the Inca, but they could not conquer the Awahoon. They were afraid of having their heads shrunk. But one man with the gospel of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit, conquered the Awahoon. Because that one man said yes to the call, an entire tribe was changed. An unconquerable tribe was changed. Because that one man said yes to the call, in this picture, in the center of this picture, there's an Assemblies of God Awahoon pastor. There is a Nazarene church in every one of the Awahoon communities. Many other churches have gone in. Just recently, within the last 10, 15 years, the Assemblies of God has started to go into the Awahoon communities and build churches. There's about, I think there's 4 or 5 or 6 Awahoon churches established, but there's many other communities that are asking for an Assemblies of God church. So pray with us that God will send workers and send resources to build up these churches in these communities. But praise the Lord, because one man said yes, God has began a good work, and we know that he will complete it. That same missionary, Roger Winans, he saw this little 8-year-old Awahoon girl many years ago. And she was an orphan girl, and he adopted her. He said yes. He adopted her into his home because there was a need. He let God use him. And because he said yes, she grew up with that missionary. To this day, Alicia Jaun loves Jesus. I met her 4.5 years ago. She was married to Elario. Sadly, he just passed away last year. But they both loved Jesus. He would be out in his fields just praying. They would get up at 4:00 in the morning and seek God's face. They've had encounters with angels in their home. They pray. They had 8 of their own children. They adopted 10 other children. They have dozens of grandchildren. And sadly, many of their grandchildren are not walking with the Lord. But they know that there's power in prayer. So they pray. And you know what, church? One of their grandchildren is in Wilson, Wisconsin today. Amen? Give God glory. Thank you. So, church, what can happen when one person says yes to the call? And the truth is, we do not know. You see, I get goosebumps every time I tell this story, every time I tell it, because we don't know. You see, Roger Winans didn't know that he was planting seeds that would reap a harvest that would bring Aldo Wahahai to Wilson, Wisconsin. Aldo is the first indigenous from Latin America to be sent out by Assembly of God World Missions. Praise the Lord, because one man said yes. So, church, what is your yes? What is the yes that God has placed on your heart? Maybe your yes is to go to a far-off country. Maybe that's true. Maybe your yes is to talk to your neighbor or to start a new ministry or to be involved in a ministry here in the church. What is the yes that God has for you? You see, he just wants your yes, and you leave the results to him. You don't know the results from your yes 100 years from now. You know? Where would Aldo be today if Roger Winans had not said yes? You know, when you think about it, it stops you dead in your tracks, right? So praise the Lord. Aldo and I have said yes. We, from the indigenous tribe of the Amazon jungle, God has called us to go to the indigenous tribes of southern Mexico. The state of Oaxaca, Mexico is in the southern Mexico, and it has 16 different indigenous tribes. And sometimes people don't think of Mexico as having indigenous tribes, but they do. And these indigenous tribes still have They will speak in Spanish, as Aldo and his family, they speak Spanish, but when they speak together, they speak Ahuahoon, which is completely different. In Mexico, they have their indigenous languages, indigenous culture. And when we're talking about indigenous, we're talking about generational chains of witchcraft and idolatry. And we believe that God wants to break those chains by the power of his Holy Spirit. Amen? So when we're going, we are going to enemy territory. We are stepping into a dark place. The enemy has had control for many, many years, generations. But God wants to save these people. He sent his son Jesus to save these tribes. Somebody needs to tell them. Jesus is coming back soon. Church, pray for us. We have prayer cards out there. More than anything, we need your prayers as we go into this dark area. Please keep us in your prayers. God has something special for Oaxaca, Mexico, and we believe that. So right now we're going to have a video. These are just faces of lives that have been changed because the church sent missionaries to Peru. And then after that, Aldo's going to come. His first language is Ahuahoon. His second language is Spanish. He is learning English, but when you're over 40, it's kind of hard. So I will be interpreting for him. He'll be speaking in Spanish. So, but first we'll have this video.
Ayo, sekuasa. Tomdash apahoy dahi kumpah mi muhu. Kasih kumasa mami.
That was Awahun.
Doy gracias a Dios de estar acá juntos, alabando, exaltando a nuestro Dios Todopoderoso.
I am so grateful to be here with you today, worshiping, exalting the name of the Lord together with you. Thank you.
Gracias, iglesia. Gracias, pastores.
Thank you, church. Thank you, pastors.
¿Cómo estamos pasando?
How are you this morning?
Sí, bien. Pero están asustados allá. Están
Over
asustados.
Here, they look a little bit afraid.
No reduzco cabeza. No,
I don't
no,
shrink
no, no.
heads. No.
Cristo me salvó.
God has saved me.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén. Muy bien. Me encanta compartir sobre el respondiendo el llamado de Dios.
I love sharing about responding to the call of God.
Podemos repetir todos juntos, respondiendo el llamado de Dios.
Repeat after me, responding to the call of God.
Vemos muchos ejemplos en la Biblia, Antiguo y Nuevo Testamento, hombres y mujeres que respondieron el llamado de Dios.
We see many examples in both the Old and New Testament of men and women who responded to the call of God.
Así como respondieron el llamado de Dios, también buscaron muchas excusas.
So also, just like we see responding to the call of God, we also see making excuses.
Eso no pasa acá.
That doesn't happen here.
Solo en Perú.
That just happens in Peru, I know.
Vamos a ver algunos ejemplos tan rápido.
So we're going to look at just a few examples quickly.
Vemos a Moisés.
We can see Moses.
Sabemos la historia que Dios quiere liberar a su pueblo cuando estaba en esclavitud en Egipto.
So we know the story how God wanted to free his people when they were enslaved in Egypt.
Pero Dios tenía que usar a su hijo.
But God wanted to use his child.
Dios dice, Moisés.
He says, Moses.
Tú vas a liberar mi pueblo.
You're going to free my people.
Y yo voy a estar contigo.
And I'm going to be with you.
Y vemos un Dios animado, and animando a Moisés.
And we see a God who is excited and ready to help Moses.
Y Moisés dice, sí, Señor.
And we see that Moses
hallelujah.
Says, yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Heme aquí.
Here am I.
Yo voy a liberar al pueblo.
I'm going to go and free your people.
¿Eso dijo Moisés?
Is that what Moses said?
No sé hablar.
I don't know how to talk.
No sé inglés.
I don't know English.
Hasta que Dios se enojó, dice con Moisés.
Until God became angry with Moses.
Pues sabemos la historia.
So we know the story.
Cómo Dios usó.
And how God
con gran poder.
Used Moses in great power.
Y el pueblo de Israel fue liberado.
And the people of Israel were freed. Amen.
Podemos ver también a Gedeón.
We could also look at Gideon.
Lo mismo estaba pasando el pueblo de Dios.
The same thing was happening to the people of Israel.
Estaban escondidos en la cueva.
They were hidden away in caves.
Porque el enemigo venía a atacar al pueblo.
Because the enemy is coming to attack them.
Y venía a destruir todo lo que tenía.
And they were destroying everything, stealing everything.
¿Y dónde estaba Gedeón?
And where was Gideon?
En la cueva escondido.
Hidden away in his cave.
Pero el ángel de Dios dice, varón valiente, tú vas a liberar mi pueblo.
But the angel of God says, man of valor, you're going to free my people.
Un varón valiente escondido.
A man of valor hidden away.
¿Y cómo responde Gedeón?
And how did Gideon respond?
Sí, Señor.
Yes, Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah.
Hoy yo voy a rescatar.
I will go and rescue.
No, Señor. No. Yo soy pobre.
I'm poor.
El último
I'm
del hermano.
I'm the least of my family.
Pero dame señal si es
But give me
palabra.
A sign if it is really your word.
Una señal.
Just one sign.
Señor, otra señal.
Okay, another sign.
Señor, otro último señal.
Okay, last sign.
Bueno, eso no pasa acá.
That doesn't happen here. We know.
Sabemos la historia cómo termina. We know how Dios usó a Gedeón.
We know the end of the story. We know how God in the end used Gideon.
El pueblo de Dios fue liberado.
And the people of Israel were freed.
Con el poder de Dios.
By the power of God.
Podemos ver a Jonás también.
And then we could look
ejemplo.
At the example of Jonah.
Dios dice, yo tomé decisión para destruir la ciudad de Nínive.
So God says, I have made my decision. I am going to destroy the city of Nineveh.
Pero Jonás,
but Jonah,
si tú vas a esta ciudad,
if you go to this city,
si tú hablas mi
and
palabra,
you speak my word,
si el pueblo se arrepiente de sus
and
pecados,
these people repent of their sins,
yo soy capaz de perdonar.
I will forgive them.
Y Jonás dice,
and Jonah
sí,
says,
señor, heme aquí.
Here am I.
Yo voy a Nínive.
I will go to Nineveh.
No.
No.
Él encontró un bote grande,
he
lujoso.
Found a really nice big boat.
Compró su pasaje.
Bought his ticket.
El vacaciones,
and he went off on his vacation.
Las brisas del mar.
Enjoying the breezes of the sea.
Pero no sabía.
He didn't know
la lección que the, Dios tenía.
The lesson that God had waiting for him.
Y nosotros sabemos la historia cómo termina la
but
historia
we know how
Jonás.
The story ends.
Pero Dios usó
God
con gran
used
poder
him
a
with
Jonás.
Great power.
Y esta ciudad
and that city
fue perdonada.
Was forgiven.
De parte de Dios. Muy bien, no más ejemplos.
No more examples. Well.
Para terminar, me gustaría compartir en el libro de Jeremías.
So now we're going to look in the book of Jeremiah.
Capítulo 1.
Chapter 1.
Versículos 5 al 10.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 5 through 10 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I'm too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and he touched my mouth and he said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. Amen.
Amen. Dios está buscando hombres y mujeres.
So God is looking for men and women.
Dios está buscando a la iglesia de hoy en día.
God is looking for the church today.
Dios tiene plan, propósito a cada uno de nosotros que estamos aquí.
God has a plan and a purpose for every one of us that is here today.
Muchas veces decimos, Señor, ¿para qué yo estoy aquí?
Sometimes we might say, Lord, why am I here?
¿Para qué yo nací?
Why was I born?
Pues el plan de Dios.
But the plan of God
es maravilloso
is
hacia nuestra
wonderful
vida.
For your life.
Dios dice a Jeremías,
so God says to Jeremiah,
antes que estés formando vientre de mamá,
before I formed you in your mother's womb,
yo te elegí.
I chose you.
Y yo te separé.
And I set you apart.
Te nombré profetas a las naciones.
I named you a prophet to the nations.
Eso es lo que Dios ha hecho con nosotros también.
And that is what God has done to each one of us.
A cada uno que estamos aquí en este lugar.
Every one of us who is here today.
Dios tiene plan, propósito.
God has a plan and a purpose.
Él nos necesita.
He needs us.
Para que la palabra de Dios.
So that the word of God is extended to all places.
Dios dice a Jeremías,
God says to Jeremiah,
pues yo te llamé.
I have called you.
Tú vas a hablar mis palabras.
You're
a las
gonna
naciones.
Speak my word to the nations.
¿Y cómo responde Jeremías?
And how did Jeremiah respond?
Que él es muy niño.
He said, I'm too young.
Que no está preparado.
I'm not prepared.
Todavía no tiene novia.
I don't have my wife yet.
No. Seguro que como un joven,
I'm sure that just as any young person, he's planning ahead.
Para el futuro,
he's planning his future.
Para estudiar,
where he's going to study.
Para formar su hogar,
to form his home, his wife, his family.
Pero de repente Dios
but
interrumpe.
Suddenly God interrupts those plans.
Y dice, no puedo,
he says, I can't, Lord.
Tengo miedo.
I'm afraid.
No estoy preparado.
I'm not prepared.
Iglesia, muchas veces podemos hablar de esta manera.
Church, we many times talk like this.
Señor, no es para mí.
No, Lord, that's not for me.
Yo no estudié teología.
I never studied theology.
Señor, todavía 80 años.
Oh, Lord, I'm 80 years old.
Estoy ocupado.
I'm too busy.
Estoy estudiando.
I'm studying.
Tengo mi empresa.
I have my business to do.
Y una lista larga
we could have a
tener.
List very long of
y nunca vamos a terminar.
And we will never finish our list.
Todo esto se llama.
And all of these things on this list, what do we call them?
Excusas.
Excuses.
Podemos decir a nuestro hermano.
Say to your neighbor.
Demasiado, no mucho, poco nomás.
Just a little bit, not too hard.
No más excusas.
No more excuses.
No más excusas.
No more excuses.
No más excusas.
No more excuses.
Muy bien. No quiero llevar al doctor.
I don't want anybody going to the doctor today, so.
¿Y cómo nos responde nuestro Señor a estas excusas?
So how does the Lord respond to our excuses?
El Señor dice, no digas. Soy muy joven.
The Lord says, don't say you're
porque
very young.
Vas a ir a donde
you're going
to
go
que yo te envíe.
Where I tell you to go.
Y vas a decir
and you're going to say
todo lo que yo te ordene.
Everything I have ordered you to say.
Amén.
Amen.
Solo las órdenes de Dios se obedece.
So the orders of God or the commands of God are only to be obeyed.
¿Cuántos han hecho servicio militar acá?
Anybody
hombres
served
y mujeres?
In the military today, men or women?
Okay. Muy bien, allá tenemos. Y ellos saben muy bien.
And you know very well.
Los soldados
the soldiers,
tienen que obedecer a su capitán.
Soldiers have to obey their captain.
Si su capitán dice, tienes que ir a un lugar peligroso.
If the captain says, you need to go to a place that's very dangerous.
Y el soldado dice.
The soldier says.
Sí, señor.
Yes, sir.
Yo voy.
I will go.
Muchas veces queremos lo más fácil.
A lot of times we want the easy way out.
El Señor nos dice porque vas a ir a donde quiera que yo te envíe.
But the Lord says you're going to go where I tell you to go, where I want you to go.
Es donde quiere el Señor.
It's where he wants.
Es donde quiere nuestro capitán.
It's where our captain wants.
No lo que quiere Aldo.
It's not what Aldo wants.
Aldo quiere lo mejor.
Aldo wants the best.
Aldo no quiere calor.
Aldo doesn't want too hot.
Solo quiere frío.
He just wants cool, free. I mean, cold, that's the word.
Aldo no quiere moscas ni cucarachas.
Aldo doesn't like too many mosquitoes or cockroaches.
Pero el Señor dice, Aldo es donde yo quiero.
But the Lord says, Aldo, it's where I want you to go.
Yo no puedo decir a mi capitán, capitán, por favor, llévame a un lugar muy bonito.
I can't say to my captain, oh, captain, please send me someplace beautiful.
Iglesia, los soldados, la iglesia, ¿somos soldados de quién?
Okay, so church, we are soldiers of who? Jesus.
De nuestro Señor Jesús.
Our Lord Jesus.
Y nuestro capitán se llama?
And our captain is called? Jesus.
También nuestro Señor Jesús. Y el capitán dice, vaya.
So the captain says, go.
Anuncia.
Announce.
Lleva mi palabra.
Bring my word.
Predica mi palabra.
What?
Predica mi palabra.
Preach my word.
Anunciar las buenas nuevas.
Announce the good news.
Y los soldados de Cristo
and
dice,
the soldiers of Jesus say.
Sí, señor.
Yes, sir.
Yo voy.
I will go.
Heme aquí.
Here am I.
Nada más.
Nothing else.
No más excusas.
No more excuses.
Y vas a decir todo lo que yo te ordene.
And you're going to say everything I order you to say.
Es un orden.
It's an order.
No podemos cambiar.
We can't change it.
Y también dice el Señor, no le temas a nadie.
And it says, do not be afraid.
Que yo estoy contigo.
Because I am with you.
Para librarte, lo
to free you, says the Lord.
Vemos la protección de Dios.
The protection.
Protección.
We see the protection of God.
El cuidado de Dios.
God is caring for us.
El Señor dijo, no tengan miedo.
God says, don't be afraid.
Yo voy a estar con
ustedes. I'm going to be with you.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Hasta el fin del mundo.
Until the end of the earth.
Amén.
Amen.
Vemos el cuidado, la protección de Dios.
So we see here God's protection over his people.
No estamos solos.
We're not alone.
No estamos como huérfanos.
We're not like orphans.
Sometimes the English won't come out. Vida.
God is in our lives.
Luego extendió el Señor la mano.
So then God.
Y tocándome la boca me dijo.
God extended his hand and touching my mouth, he said.
He puesto en tu boca mis palabras.
I have put my words in your mouth.
Ya lo tenemos sus palabras.
Church, we have the word of God.
La arma más poderosa.
The most powerful armor.
Lo tenemos.
We have it.
Y aquí encontramos todo.
And here we find everything we need.
Que nos da la vida, nos lleva a la vida eterna.
And it brings us to eternal life.
Cuando estoy confundido con mis direcciones, me puede llevar. Es como mapa.
It's like a map. When we're confused on what direction to go, this will bring us there.
Nos lleva a la vida eterna.
It brings us to the eternal life. Amen.
Amén. También nos dio autoridad.
And also God has given us his authority.
Autoridad, dice el Señor. Mira, hoy te doy autoridad sobre naciones y reinos.
And it said in verse 10, see, today I appoint you, and I have, well, in another version, I have given you authority over the nations and kingdoms.
Jesús dijo a sus discípulos, vayan, anuncien mi palabra.
God said to his, or Jesus said to his disciples, go and announce my word.
Les doy autoridad.
And he gave them the authority.
Para pisotear serpiente.
To step on.
Escorpiones,
scorpions,
y todo poder del enemigo,
and snakes, and every attack of the enemy.
Y no les va a hacer daño.
And it will not harm you.
Les doy autoridad.
I give you the authority,
tenemos
Jesus said.
Autoridad
we,
de Cristo.
The church, have authority.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén.
Amen.
Iglesia, es tiempo de unir.
Church, it is time to be united.
Nuestro Señor Jesús,
our Lord Jesus,
nos dejó un trabajo
he left
maravilloso,
us with
hermoso,
a wonderful job to do.
Y ese trabajo para su iglesia.
And that job is for all the church.
¿Cómo se llama este trabajo that, hermoso?
What do we call that beautiful job?
La Gran Comisión.
The Great Commission.
¿Qué dice la Gran Comisión?
What does the Great Commission say?
Marcos 16:15.
Mark 16:15.
Vayan por todo el mundo.
Go into all the world.
Y anuncien las buenas nuevas.
Announce the good news.
A toda criatura.
To all creations.
Eso es.
And that's it.
Las buenas nuevas.
The good news.
¿Qué son las buenas nuevas?
What are the good news?
Que hace 2,000 años atrás,
2,000 years ago,
Cristo vino en
Jesus
el mundo.
Came to this earth.
Él nació.
He was born.
Creció.
He grew up.
Él murió.
He died.
Fue crucificado.
He was crucified.
Sepultado.
He was buried.
Pero resucitó.
He rose again.
Y viene de
and
nuevo
he's coming
Jesús.
Again.
Amen.
Amen.
Viene por su pueblo, Señor
he's coming
Jesús.
For his people.
Eso tenemos que anunciar.
This is what we have to share.
Que Cristo es real.
Jesus is real.
Que Él es verdadero.
He is the truth.
Iglesia.
Church.
No es una leyenda.
It's not just a legend.
No es un mito.
It's not a myth.
Que alguien lo inventó.
It's nothing that somebody invented.
La vida de nuestro Señor Jesús es real.
Our Lord Jesus is real.
Es verdadero.
It's the truth.
En él tenemos todo.
In him we have everything we need.
Yo salí con vestimentas típicas.
I came in this morning in typical clothing.
Dios lo hizo ver a Roger Guaynas.
God gave Roger Guaynas a vision.
A través de visión, sí.
Of this typical clothing.
Él no conocía las etnias.
He didn't know anything about the ethnic tribes of Peru.
Pero sí, Dios conocía.
But God knew them.
Y eso quiere decir que la misión está en el corazón de Dios.
Missions is the heart of God, reaching the lost.
Y esa etnia,
and that tribe,
aceptó a Cristo,
accepted Jesus
como su Señor,
as their Lord and Savior.
Y esa etnia estaba perdida.
That tribe was lost,
practicando su cultura,
practicing the culture that they
brujerías,
had, witchcraft,
matándose unos a otros,
killing one another.
Cristo,
Jesus,
alcanzó a esta
he
etnia.
Reached that tribe.
Y viene alcanzando muchas etnias. Viene alcanzando.
Él viene.
Cristo sigue trabajando.
And he, okay, now I gotcha. He continues to reach tribes around the world.
Amén.
Amen.
Y ahora esta etnia alaba a nuestro Dios
Todopoderoso. So now this tribe, many of them praise Jesus. They worship Jesus.
Iglesia, es tiempo de unirnos.
Church, it is time to be united.
Llevemos el mensaje de nuestro Señor Jesús.
And bring the message of our Lord Jesus.
Ganemos almas para Cristo.
To win souls for Jesus.
En cualquier lugar.
Wherever we are.
En cualquier momento.
In whatever minute or time, wherever we are.
Cualquier nación.
Wherever, whatever nation we're in.
En la escuela.
In schools.
En la universidad.
Universities.
Hospitales.
Hospitals.
Cárceles.
Jails.
Todo Dios.
Everywhere.
Ellos necesitan.
They need Jesus.
Es urgente.
It's urgent.
Ya no podemos postergar
We
más.
Can't put it off any longer.
Es urgente.
It's urgent, church.
Hay muchas personas que mueren sin Cristo.
There are so many people that are dying without Jesus.
¿Y a quién va a usar Dios?
And who is God going to use to reach them?
A su pueblo.
He uses his people.
A su iglesia.
His church.
Solo tenemos que decir, Señor.
We just have to say, Lord,
estoy aquí.
Here am I.
Úsame, Señor.
Use me, Jesus.
Solo busca a Dios un corazón dispuesto.
The Lord is just looking for a willing heart.
Dios quiere levantar niños.
He wants to raise up children.
Adolescentes.
Teenagers.
Jóvenes.
Young people.
Adultos.
Adults.
Familias enteras.
Families. Whole families.
Dios quiere levantar.
God wants to raise you and use you.
Tenemos que mirar a nuestro Señor
we
Jesús.
We need to keep our eyes on Jesus.
Lo que es difícil para el hombre.
What is difficult for man?
Todo es posible para Cristo.
It's possible for God.
Iglesia.
Church.
Llenemos fiestas en los cielos.
We want to fill the heavens with parties.
Cuando nosotros aceptamos a Cristo.
When we accepted Jesus as our Savior.
Dice que hubo fiesta en los cielos.
It says there was a party in heaven.
Hicieron fiesta en los cielos.
They had a party in heaven for your salvation.
Dios y sus ángeles.
God and his angels.
Queremos llenar fiesta en los cielos.
We want to fill the heavens with parties, church.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén. Yo no sé cuántos dicen acá, Señor, estoy aquí.
I don't know this morning how many of you are willing to say, here am I. Use me, Lord. If you are willing, stand to your feet this morning just to declare before the Lord, use me. Here am I. How, when, where you want. Whether it's here in Wilson or around the world, just stand to your feet before the Lord to say, here am I.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Señor, te damos gracias esta
Lord,
mañana.
We give you praise this morning.
Gracias por tu amor.
Thank you for your love.
Gracias.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bendecimos tu nombre, Padre.
We bless your name.
No hay nadie como tú.
There is no one like you.
Tú eres Hallelujah. El único Dios verdadero.
You're the one true God. Hallelujah,
Creador
Jesus.
De los cielos y la tierra.
You are the author of all.
Eres santo, santo,
hallelujah.
Santo,
holy is your name, Jesus. Holy.
No hay nadie como
There's
tú.
No one like you, Jesus. We worship you and praise hallelujah. You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Señor, esta mañana te entregamos
Lord, this
nuestra
morning,
carga.
We bring our burdens.
Toda preocupación,
all of our worries.
Todo estrés,
oh, Jesus. All
todo
of our
desánimos,
stress. All of our discouragement.
Te entregamos en tus manos.
We put it in your hands, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Señor, levanta tu pueblo, tu iglesia.
Raise up your church, raise up your people, Jesus.
Señor, llénanos de tu presencia, Padre.
Fill us with your presence, Jesus.
Llénanos de tu presencia.
Fill us with your presence, Lord.
Porque sin tu presencia,
without your
no
presence,
podemos
God,
hacer nada,
we can't
Padre.
Do anything.
Llénanos, Señor Jesús.
Fill us, Lord. Fill us, Lord.
Satúranos con tu Espíritu
Saturate
Santo,
Saturate us
Padre.
With your Holy Spirit once more, Jesus.
Llénanos cada día, Padre.
Fill everyone, Lord.
Te necesitamos, Señor.
We need you, Jesus. We need
Estamos
you.
Aquí, Señor.
Here we are, Father. Here we are.
Señor, renovamos
Use
nuestro
us,
compromiso,
Jesus.
Padre.
We renew our commitment to you this morning.
Usa nuestra vida,
Use
Señor.
Our lives, Jesus.
Úsame,
Use
Señor
us.
Jesús.
Use me, Jesus.
Heme aquí,
Here
Señor.
Am I, Lord. Use
Ayúdame,
me for your
Señor.
Kingdom.
Ayúdame para vivir para
Help
ti,
me
Señor.
To live for you, Jesus.
Ayúdame
Hallelujah.
Para hacer tu voluntad, Señor.
Help me to do your will.
Gracias, Padre.
Thank you, Jesus.
Señor, gracias. Bendecimos, Padre,
Thank
tu iglesia.
You, Bless this church.
Bendecimos a cada líder,
Bless
Señor.
Every leader in this
que
church.
Tú sigas levantando con poder
Keep
y autoridad, Señor.
Raising them up and blessing them in every way, Jesus.
Gracias,
Hallelujah.
Padre. Te alabamos, Señor.
We praise your name,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Pastor.
Vamos a dar fuerte aplauso a nuestro Señor Todopoderoso.
Give God praise this morning. Give him a praise offering this morning. Thank you, church. Thank you for being a great church.
Amen. What a great anointed message this morning. I feel like singing a song. What can we sing? How great thou art. That's a great song. Let's sing it to the Lord this morning. How great he is.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to
In humble adoration.
seat. As far as I know, other than God, who is eternal, there are only two other things that are eternal, and that is His Word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but His Word will never pass away. And the other is the souls of men. So whatever we can do to reach the souls of men and have that party, can you imagine what heaven is going to be like when people say, you know, I'm here because of you? And I think today that I know we can't all go, but we can all give. And somehow God uses that, whatever amount that might be, and He's able to multiply that and meet the needs of missionaries and meet the needs of the people that they minister to. So we're going to take an offering this morning. So if the ushers would come, and those of you who are here, if you run into somebody that wasn't here today, tell them they really missed a great service, and they're going to have to give double in the offering next week. So here's the other thing. I know the people from Uganda that went on the Uganda trip would like to share. We'll have that next Sunday, but Brian Betzel is here today, and he's not going to be here next Sunday. So Brian, he said he doesn't have a long speech today. If Brian, if you just want to come and share while the offering is being taken, could we do that? Would that work? Would that work? Yeah, come on up here. If that'll work, let's do that. Father, I thank you for sending this missionary couple to us. I thank you for the privilege of being able to support them now and give to them and to their ministry. Lord, we look forward to hearing in the future what you continue to do in their lives and in their ministry. Just place a double anointing upon them. Lord, we thank you that you have called them, you have anointed them, and you have sent them. And we pray for much fruit in their ministry. And we pray that you would be exalted in Jesus' name. All God's people said, amen.
Jibolo ko, oleotia, and san yu so kalabe. That means hello, how are you, nice to meet you. Bonpita Brian, my name is Brian. I wanted to share a little bit. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it next weekend, so I wanted to share a little bit. You know, I woke up this morning and I said to myself, I have no excuses. I'm going to wear my pajamas to church. So, you know, like, no excuses. No, this is a traditional Ugandan outfit, actually, that I got there, and I like to wear it sometimes, and I don't know how if I'll wear it to work, but, you know, Uganda was amazing. It's a beautiful country, beautiful people, and I'm glad that I responded to the call to go. I know Glenn is, too, and he's here today. I guess the thing that I learned the most was you go there and you think, like, oh, you know, I'm going to, you know, give of myself and do service projects, and all that's great. And we taught a little bit in the schools and handed out gifts to the kids and helped build a schoolhouse wall, you know. But the thing that you really learn when you're there is that you learn from the people, and the people just blessed my heart. And they really made me rethink, you know, the USA and how much we have here. Every time you go to a third world country, it's just like we have so much stuff here. And if you can give a little bit of that to the others, it's always time well spent. I was stretched a little bit. You know, I work for an insurance company, and I'm used to talking to people. I'm used to leading meetings and everything. But you get over there, and you're like, gosh, I just don't want to do this right now. You know, I want to take a break. And, of course, Molly was just throwing me in there all the time. I'll never forget one of the mornings I'm sitting there at breakfast, and literally I was still recovering from jet lag, and I felt like I was five blankets over me, and I didn't want to open my eyelids. And I'm hanging my head down trying to gather enough energy to take my vitamin. And I'm like, Lord, please, 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 I don't want to pray today. I know Molly's going to ask somebody. I literally was saying that, and then, of course, she goes, Brian, it's your turn for prayer. So it was so funny. I don't even remember what I said. I probably sounded like a drunken sailor or something. But there was one place where I wasn't sure she was going to ask me to pray, or I mean to speak, But of course she did. My cousin was kind of kicking me. He's like, she's going to ask you up there. And I was wearing this outfit. And we went to a prison one day. And I decided to wear it. And we walk in there, and there's literally like hundreds of prisoners. And they're all dressed in this bright yellow. And of course I have this outfit on. And they weren't allowed to come over and interact with us. You know, there was kind of like a, not like a physical barrier, but, you know, you could just kind of tell they needed to be over there, and we were over here. And we start to worship, and they're just like dancing and jumping around, you know, and then, I mean, I was doing it too. I love to worship and stuff. And of course, Molly's like, Brian, Troy, you need to come up and talk, you know. And so I didn't really have a whole lot prepared in my mind, but as I was worshiping, God spoke to me about this outfit, and they're like, well, this outfit's like the gospel. I mean, you've got the black in it, you've got the red, you've got the white. So I just basically gave the gospel. And then Glenn came up after me, and he would not let him go home. He was just like, he was preaching like crazy. And then actually your mother, Joanne, came up and called out a young boy and just gave him a hug. And it was like, I think that boy really needed that. So it was amazing, you know, what happened there. And God really blessed us and used us, but I'd have to say that the people blessed me more than I blessed them, and I'm just wonderful, really appreciative to God that he used me in such a special way. And like they said, I mean, everybody's called. You know, how beautiful are the feet, it's the verse in Romans, the people who preach the gospel. You know, and God needs us. We're his hands and his feet to go and spread the good news, whether you do that here or you choose to go on missions. You know, and not everyone is going to be called to full-time, but a lot of people, you can go on a short-term mission trip. I've been on tons throughout my life. But go, just go, you know. And you can go in the U.S. on short-term missions. You can go abroad on short-term missions. And you'll really, God will speak to you, you know, through those trips. Or you can give, like Pastor said, so. What should I say at the end? Yesu, Yesu ye mukama. Jesus is Lord. Tukwagala. Tukwagala, Uganda. We love Uganda. Webele means goodbye, thank you.
So what a great day. We've been reminded that men and women and boys and girls are precious in his sight. And whatever we can do to save their eternal souls, that's what we need to be about. So I'm just going to dismiss you at this time. So God bless you. Don't forget, we have a special service tonight. Be prepared to give a testimony, share something that you're grateful for that God has done. And we'll see you back tonight at 6:30.